Why is there suffering and death? The answer is simple, because there's sin. When God made Adam and Eve sinless and put them in a sinless environment, death and suffering were not part of God's plan. Sin brought death. Sin brought suffering. Jesus warned, or God warned Adam in Genesis 2:17, "In the day thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die." Well, people die in various ways. They die immediately, they die slowly. And a slow way to die is by sickness. A slow way to die is by some form of addiction. People die in different ways. That is the result of sin. Sickness is the result of sin. It may not be the sin of the sick person, but somebody else's sin. Sin in the world is the reason for all the suffering. Is there a merciful God? Yes. That's why he sent Jesus Christ. And if people would follow God faithfully, they would be relieved from much of the suffering that goes on. Because God is a compassionate God. But there's a power called Satan. And people determinedly serve Satan, but want the blessings of God. It does not work. There's suffering. There's death. Yes, because of sin. And who sinned? It was not God. It was the first man. We are responsible for the conditions of the world in a certain sense, because we can trace sin all the way back to Adam, not God. So we must stop blaming God. You go to court of law, you hear of acts of God, hurricanes, floods, these sorts of things. There are no acts of Satan. Why not? God is the God of blessing. Satan is a God of war. Suffering and sin are the result, and death as a result of sin. That's why one day Christ is coming back. There shall be no more death, neither sorrow, nor crying, neither shall there be any more tears or pain, for the former things are passed away, Revelation chapter 21, verse 4. Let's live for that day, because it's coming soon. But suffering and disease and death are the result of sin.